Just for a few weeks, we are looking at the subject of soul winning, and we're going to learn particularly about some helps in relation to door knocking as well in the coming sessions. But tonight we are looking at the priority of the soul winner. Some of these truths, of course, are familiar to those of you who were in our soul winning class last year, but these are truths we need to never forget. Amen. So please turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's look at verses 1 to 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And then we'll commit this time to the Lord in prayer. With your Sunday school folders, please feel free to use those for these handouts as well. That way everything will stay together and won't fly away in the breeze. Amen. So 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Beginning in verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the," what's the next word? "The gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." Verse 3, "For I have delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time in your word. We pray that it would be precious to us, that we would be renewed and revived in our desire to be a witness. Lord, help each of us, we pray. Lord, continue to burn the flame, Lord, that you have set alight on the day of our salvation, to be the light of this world and to be a witness for you in these days. Help us, we pray, Lord, as we look to your word this evening, to be encouraged and challenged and exhorted, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we are looking at the priority of the soul winner. Now, as we think about witnessing, as we think about door knocking, there really only is one priority, and that is what the Apostle Paul tells us about in these verses. And it can be summed up in the word, verse number one, that we pointed out, the word gospel. Amen? The gospel is our priority. Now, it's good to invite people to church. It's good to invite friends and families to events. Easter service coming up, of course, there's nothing wrong with giving out an invitation. But of course, as you know, as a church, our goal is to share the gospel, to preach the gospel, to witness the gospel. What is the gospel? Well, verse 3 and 4, "Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." That is the gospel. Amen. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to be careful not to get off the priority. Amen. We need to be careful not to get distracted from what is our priority. Now, if we are a serious soul winner, we need to continue to be more familiar with the gospel. We need to continue to allow the wonderful message of salvation to sink deeper and deeper into our hearts. The more you and I have a passion for the Lord and the gospel, the message of salvation, the better soul winner you and I will be. Amen? We need a passion for the truth, a passion for the Lord. Now, on the flip side, many times we are fearful of being a witness because we think it's too complicated. You know, there are too many verses to know, and there's, you know, I don't know every verse in the Bible, and it's too complicated to be a witness. So often we shy away. But the reality is, the gospel is simple. Amen? The gospel is truth. It is simple. In fact, it had to be simple because that's the only way that you and I could ever possibly be saved. Amen? Let's not think too much of ourselves. The gospel is simple. And God made it simple. The message is simple. And the truth is, if we are fearful about sharing the gospel, oftentimes it's just our own insecurities. It's our own laziness of becoming familiar with what God says is the truth. We need to become comfortable with sharing the gospel. That is God's calling for each of us. Now, being a witness, remember, is not a spiritual gift. God has gifted us with the Holy Spirit of God. And if He dwells within us, then we are saved. And if He dwells within us, then He has given us the power, the ability to be a witness. And it's our priority to make sure that the gospel is central in our life and in our witness. So we're going to look at three basic truths of the gospel that we need to understand. First of all, in your notes, man's problem. Before anyone can be saved, that person needs to understand their need for the gospel. Amen? The need for Christ. Before someone can say, yes, I need the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, they need to realize that there's a problem. Now, what is that problem?
Sin.
Okay, speak to me tonight.
Sin.
Amen. We're awake. Sin. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I've put some verses in your notes there, not all of them. The Bible says, Ecclesiastes 7:20, that's a good verse. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. We are all sinners. Now, if someone doesn't want to agree with you, well, that's their choice. But even in disagreeing with you, their conscience bears witness that they're a sinner. So when we're witnessing to them, be assured that we're all made of the same stuff. We've all fallen short of God. We all know that we've messed up. We all know that we have sinned, and our consciences tell us so. Isaiah 64:6, the Bible says, but we are all as an unclean thing. Notice the word all. That means when you talk to someone about the Lord, they're included in that all. Amen? They're not ignorant. We all as an unclean thing are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. We are all sinners. That's our problem. Now, as a parent, it's been amazing to see, having children, that we don't need to teach them, amen, Brother Charles, to sin. Don't have to teach your children to sin, because they know how, as when they're born. They know. Why? Because every person is a sinner. We are born sinners. Now, parents, if you think your children are perfect, the Bible says that they are all little sinners. Amen? They are all little sinners in need of a Savior. And children don't need to be taught to sin. Why? Because we all have a sin nature. Now, we don't have a sin nature because we sin. We sin because we have a sin nature. Now, Isaiah 64 tells us that even the good things we seek to do are as filthy rags to God. Why? Because the root of those good deeds is filthy, unclean. The root of our heart is sinful. We are unclean in God's eyes. That means even our best works are dirty, are filthy, because of the fact that the source is filthy, unclean, sinners. And we are all sinners. And because we are sinners, we are separated from God. We have come short of the glory of God, for the wages of sin is death. Revelation 20, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the separation eternally from God. So sin separates us from God. Now that's our problem. I know this is perhaps familiar to you, but we need to keep this in mind. This is our goal in our witnessing, to speak about the reason for the gospel, the need of the gospel. Don't be careful of getting sidetracked on side issues like global warming, amen? You know? And be careful to not get sidetracked, because oftentimes things like that can be talked about after that person gets saved, amen? And sometimes you get to no good end in those conversations, because at the end of the day, they need their understanding enlightened by the Word of God. And once they're saved, don't worry, amen, about the areas that sometimes they stumble on. And I truly believe, you know, when it comes to the greatest need of a person, it's good for us to have tools in the area of creation and evolution and apologetics. You don't despise those things, but we need to make sure we get to the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Amen? So the gospel, we're sinners. Sin separates us from God. Now that's man's problem. Okay? A simple truth. Man's problem. Next, God's solution. There in your notes. God's solution. And here's the exciting thing. Thank God the gospel is not bad news. Amen?
No.
What does the word gospel mean?
Good news.
Good news. Amen? And we, as God's witnesses, are bearers of good news. And as you know, we all like to say, but the good news is, amen? The good news is God paid for our sins.
Amen.
We are all unclean. We are all sinners. We deserve to be separated for all eternity in a place called the lake of fire. But because of the Lord Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us, He did all that was needed to pay for our sins on the cross. He died for our sins, He was buried, and He rose again from the dead. And you might say, Pastor, that's too simple. Well, that's the power of God unto salvation. The wonderful truth of the gospel. There in your notes, John chapter 10 and verse 9, the Lord says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The Lord Jesus Christ is the door. And that's a wonderful verse to keep in mind. You can just use that person's front door when you're going door knocking as an example. You can say the door is wide open. And we all have a choice to walk in through that door. The Lord has opened that door on the cross. He's paid for our sins. He has risen from the dead. And it's our choice whether to accept Him or not. God's solution is the Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 11 is a good verse as well. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Because Christ rose from the dead, when we put our faith in Him, we too will rise to everlasting life. He is risen. That's why the gospel is so important. Because He is risen, we are guaranteed eternal life in Christ. He has conquered death. He has conquered the grave. And just the simple message of the gospel is enough to bring that person to Christ. We need to keep it simple. But remember, there's lots of confusion out there. So we need to stay on track. The gospel, what is the gospel about? Well, the person of Christ, He is God. A lot of cults, well, all the cults, they're cults because they teach that Jesus Christ is not God. And all the cults believe that Jesus Christ is someone else. So we need to be sure to make sure we communicate that Jesus Christ is God. He is God. A wonderful verse to look at is John chapter 10 and verse 30. The Lord Jesus said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. Very simple, very clear. Jesus is God. That's a wonderful verse. Now the JWs will say, well, He's just one in purpose. That's what He was saying, that Jesus has the same purpose as God the Father. But the reality is, that's not what the Bible says. If you read down those passages, and I put it in your notes, the Jews picked up stones to stone the Lord because He had offended them so much. What was the offense? They said that He blasphemed. What was the blasphemy? Thou makest thyself God. Actually, that's what the scriptures say. Thou makest thyself God. So they understood. And let me encourage you to make sure that person understands that Jesus is not just another prophet. He's not another teacher. The one that died on the cross is God. Come down to earth in the flesh. He lived a sinless life, spotless. He went to the cross and He paid in full for your sins and mine. Then He was buried and He rose again the third day. That's the gospel. Is that complicated or is it simple?
Simple.
But that is our priority in our witness. Amen. And how often do we really get to the gospel? Sometimes we shy away from it. We try and work around it with other arguments or other illustrations or ideas or talking about the weather or, you know, and maybe just give an invitation. But there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, have you ever heard about the gospel before? Just say it, amen. That Christ died. Do you know what Easter's about? You know, the reason why Christ came, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, He's paid for our sins, amen. And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what we should be excitedly
sharing with people about. You pay for our sins,
not only in His person, but also, of course, in His work. His work of the cross. His work of the cross. The Bible says, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." There's only one way. One way to be saved. Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." So those are some verses to keep in your notes, to keep in mind, good verses to share, but there is no other way to be saved. And of course, religion tells you that there's all sorts of other ways, baptism, confession, communion, you know, the three C's, confession, communion, and confirmation, you know, all sorts of religious works, religious experiences, you know, and speaking in tongues, charity work, giving. You know, religion says there are all sorts of other ways. That's why we need to stay on the gospel, amen? Because that is the message of salvation, the simple message. And we live in a confused world, and people are not hungering to hear our little stories. They are hungering to hear what they have not heard as yet, the message of the gospel. And we can be His witnesses because it's so simple. Amen? It's so simple. Man's problem is
sin.
God's solution is the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Who He is as God and His work on the cross. Now, thirdly, man's choice. That's your last blank. Man's choice. Amen? Man has a choice. What are you going to do with the gospel? That's the question. Now, a person can know everything we've looked at so far and still not be saved. Wouldn't you agree? And that's the reality. They can know about their problem. Yes, I'm a sinner. I'm so wretched, I don't deserve the least in this life. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that He rose again from the dead. Many religious people believe that. But it's not enough. It's not salvation as yet. There needs to be a choice to accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Before someone can be saved, they need to fully understand that they are a sinner, personally in need of a Savior. Acts 20 and verse 21, is that there in your notes? Okay, let's read it out together on two. One, two. "Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ." So here we see the response of the sinner to the gospel. Man's choice, repentance and faith. The two go together and cannot exist without each other. If there's true faith, there will be true repentance. If there's true repentance, there will be true faith. Repentance means to turn away, turn around, and go in the opposite direction, to change one's mind. Now, someone will repent when they realize they're a sinner. Someone will repent when they realize they deserve God's judgment and that Christ has died and risen for them. Repentance. Repentance is necessary. Faith is necessary. Faith in trusting in Jesus Christ alone as the only way. Trusting in His power to save, not my ability to do anything to earn my way or climb my way to heaven. Repentance and faith. That's the response to the gospel that ought to be drawn out when someone hears the truth. They make a choice to accept or reject. Now, history says Jesus Christ died on the cross. We know that. History says it. Theology says Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again from the dead for the sins of mankind. But only a born-again Christian will say Jesus Christ died for a wretched sinner like me. Amen? See, history is not enough to save a person.
Theology is not enough to save a person. You can know as much of this Bible as you want and still not be saved. Only the point where it's like a lightning bolt from above and you realize, hang on a second, Christ didn't just die on the cross for the sins of mankind. He died for James Herrington. He died for me. He suffered and bled for me. He rose again on the third day for me. For me. I'm a wretched sinner in the sight of God, but I'm much loved in the heart of God. You see, only when that truth reaches our heart can we be saved. So we need to make sure that we, when we share the gospel, we don't just share theology, but we share our heart and say, look, I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. And none of us deserve heaven. That's our problem. We're sinners. And Christ Jesus died on the cross for you. He died for me. He rose again on the third day. We're not sharing theology, are we? And what fuels our passion for the gospel? The fact that Jesus Christ has saved us. Amen? That's the simple fuel. Our passion for the Lord is the passion He put within us to share the gospel, to tell others. The Bible says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. He must be received in order for a person to be saved. And let me guarantee you, if someone believes what you're sharing, you don't need to sit down and force them to pray a prayer. Amen? You won't have to convince them to get saved. And I like this illustration. It will be like someone in a building, and you've told them that the building is on fire, and out the window there's a net. Amen? A net of safety. They just need to jump into it. And trust me, if they understand that the building's on fire and the safety net is there, they're not going to hesitate. Amen? They're going to jump out that window and put their full faith and confidence in the safety net waiting below. That's genuine salvation. You won't have to push them out the window. Amen? You won't have to kick them out the door. If someone understands the gospel and makes a choice for Jesus Christ, they will be saved. And our job is not to force anyone to get saved, but to declare the wonderful, miraculous, supernatural truth of the gospel. So let me encourage you this week to make the gospel your focus. It's simple. Any one of us here tonight can be a witness. Amen? Any one of us. If children can get saved, then the gospel is simple. Simple. The message of salvation. So let's not get off track. Man's problem, God's solution, and man's choice. Man's choice. That is our priority in our witness. As we look at issues about door knocking, we'll look at different helps, different thoughts along the way, but the gospel is our priority. The message of salvation. So let's be encouraged in the Lord tonight to seek opportunities this week to share the gospel. Please take some invitations. Use them just as an icebreaker, as a little introduction. As they look on the back, there's the gospel. Amen? And just ask them a question. Ask them if they've ever heard the gospel. Have they ever seen any of those verses on the back? You know, have they ever been to church before? Start to ask questions. And allow the Lord to lead you to share the gospel this week.